Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody. This is Polly. Thank you so much for joining me. And I really appreciate all the callers that I already see there. And I just have had a phenomenal weekend. I was had a booth at a Whole Life Festival. And then following that, my good friend Max Ryan and I, we did an evening with Spirit and then a workshop last night. So it's just been a fabulous weekend, lots of fun stuff and meeting lots of new people, and I always really appreciate that. So I live in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, and I always like to start by sharing with people the sunrise and sunset because we are definitely getting light now, but sometimes people wonder if we live in the dark all the time. It was this morning 14 degrees Fahrenheit, so definitely chilly. And the sun rises today at 9:15 and sun sets at 5:09. So we're definitely getting light, which I'm so grateful for. And I am an intuitive. I'm an intuitive life coach. And I draw on my life coaching, I draw on my life skills that I obtained working as a nurse and as a parent. And coaching classes, I use law of attraction and my intuitive skills. So the coaching that I do is it's life coaching with a little extra. And I love doing my intuitive work and my life coaching. Absolutely, extremely rewarding. So today what I want to talk about, and by the way, my website is gatewaystopeace.com. So that's gateways and then the number 2peace.com. What I want to talk about today is how all of us, each and every one of us, have the ability to receive messages from whatever you want to say, angels, God, universe, but we all have this ability to receive messages. Similarly to, you know, we have the ability to receive, we either receive pain or we receive something that feels good. Say you pet a cat, that feels good. Or if you drop something on your foot, that doesn't feel good. We have we all have the ability to receive that. We also have the ability to pay attention to the words that make us feel good or don't feel good. And one of the things I like to remind people is pay attention to the way you feel emotionally, just like you do physically. So if something doesn't feel good, you avoid it. You don't keep going back. And it's the same thing with our intuitive life. So we all have the ability to receive the messages, and quite simply, it usually starts with paying attention to your feelings. And as you slow down and start paying attention to your feelings, that's when you start picking up these other messages. And so today I'm going to invite each caller to share with me how they receive, or a story or something of how they received a message. Hopefully they listened to it. Maybe they didn't. But you know what? If they didn't listen to it, it's a good lesson, and the next time they do listen to it. So again, my name is Polly Wyrum. My website business is gatewaystopeace.com. I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach. I'm going to take the first caller, which is area code 571, and the first three digits are 217. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Happy New Year. I am
doing
great.
Oh, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. What's the weather like there?
It's really nice outside today. I think we should be around 50 maybe, 52 maybe. But it's very
beautiful.
Sunny, so we still have a lot of snow from 2 weeks ago, so at least that's melting, so that's a good thing.
Lovely. But then you get the sunlight reflecting off the snow, and that's beautiful.
It's very beautiful, yes.
So what is your name?
My name is Vicky.
Vicky. Okay, so Vicky, How do you experience receiving messages from angels, God, the divine? How do you receive your messages?
I'm very intuitive, and it's funny because when you said, you know, good or bad, did you listen? It was probably a year ago. I, of course, like I am now, I'm looking for work, and of course, it got to the point where my funds were totally gone, so to speak. And I had an interview, and when I went in for the first interview, I felt okay, but not excited, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then I went back for the second interview, and then I still wasn't feeling it. And then by the third interview, I still wasn't feeling it, but I needed money. you know what I mean? And I came home, and I prayed about it, and I made my intentions, and I claimed the job even though it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I got the job. And I started working, and the first day I drove to work and at this company, my stomach, I was sick. My stomach was in a knot, and I felt so sick. And I called a friend of mine, and, you know, she said, prior to that, I worked from home for like 4 years for another, you know, big company. And she said, well, maybe because it's the anxiety, you working from home. And I said, I don't know. I don't think that's it. It just doesn't feel right. And to be honest with you, I stayed at that job for about 9 months. And out of the 9 months, 6 months, I was sick.
Yeah.
Doctors, no one could tell me what was going on. I mean, I had really sick to, I mean, I was sick. And I decided, I said to myself, of course, you know, you're talking to friends. And I tell people all the time, your friends, they meant well. And they will say to me, how are you going to leave? How are you going to pay your mortgage? How are you going to do this? And, of course, I'm listening to them because, of course, they care about me. And I said, you know what, after December of last year, I made the decision. I said, I'm not going back. I went in there January 1st. I gave them my 2 weeks resignation, and I left. And knock on wood, up until today, all the symptoms, everything that I was experiencing while I was there, went away.
Good for you.
Okay.
Aside
from a little cold, I'm in perfect health.
Perfect. And you know what? What you're saying is so, so true. And I'm so glad that you paid attention to it, because if you don't feel good in an environment.
But I didn't at first, because I needed the money. I was out of work for a while, and I needed the money. But I didn't. At first, I didn't.
Right, but that's okay, because you learn from it. I mean, you totally learn from it. And I have a very dear friend who worked in the healthcare, and she was working in an area that was just not good for her. It was a lot of radiation and for cancer treatments, and she wasn't it just was not a good fit for her. She did not feel right about the treatment plans, and healthcare, you're just, you know, it's a different ballgame anyhow. And she had some very bad health changes that came in that year when she was working there. So I totally, you know, you pay attention to if some area does not feel good to you, honor yourself. And that's, you know, you did the right thing by paying attention to your gut instinct. You have it for a reason. So good for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now I've learned from that. I said, you know what, I'm back looking for work, and that was my question to you. I am looking for work, and I had an interview the other day, and it just didn't feel right. And I turned it down. I said, I'm not going through that again. If it doesn't feel right, even though I need to pay my bills, I just won't do it.
Okay, here's the thing with you. As soon as you started talking about work, I see that you're still being guided. You're almost to where you're going to feel more freedom in your life, more freedom in allowing yourself other work choices. I think that's a big part of it, is allowing yourself other work choices. You're not quite there yet. And literally, it's almost like, you know, you have this wall, kind of this block in front of you. Part of it is self-imposed, but part of it is you haven't quite found that niche. So I'm not sure what area you work in, but it's going to be a little bit different. If there's some area like where advertising, something with advertising, because that just came to me, and you're going to come around the corner and things are going to really open up for you, almost like you see more possibilities than you ever have before. And you're so close to that, but you're actually like kind of how you're trying to get the job right now isn't quite working. And it's making you look at different avenues, and you're going to find you literally are going to flourish because I'm hearing that. So it's right around the corner for you. So start looking different avenues. I mean, even different, more creative, and even different ways of, okay, here's another thing. It's like wherever you get this job, this next job, the job that you really flourish at, you're not going to get it. You have to kind of go through the back door. So I don't know if that's a friend that's already working there or somehow, but you go, I literally see you coming in from behind. Does that make sense to you at all?
So more of a networking, a word of mouth instead of me just sending in my resume or something.
Yeah, I mean, keep doing all the resume stuff because you want to keep that momentum and that energy going. But there's something about you coming in from not the traditional way, coming in from behind, and definitely do the networking thing. And it's also broaden the way you're looking at the workforce, because you're going to have a more creative approach in how you get this job. And literally, you're going to have, I mean, I really see you working in a really inspiring, because you need that really inspiring where it's really engaging, and you're also helping uplift people. So it's part of a movement where you actually help uplift people, and it's whatever it is, it's rising. It's, you know, there's a lot of energy for it. So so whatever you end up getting involved with, it feels to me like it needs to be something where you're helping create change, you're helping other people, you're putting a positive influence on, you know, the world, that type of stuff. So I don't know if it's nonprofit or whatever it is, but it's something where it really uplifts. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. And I totally hear you on that. I want to go back to grad school and get my master's in counseling or social work.
Okay,
so
perfect.
But in the meantime, you know, I need to bring some finance into
it. And you can do it. It's totally there for you. But you're definitely, I mean, I have no doubt that this job is waiting for you. And it's a really, you know, invigorating, rewarding situation. But I also feel like whatever you end up doing where you will flourish is really in this, you know, it doesn't have to be nonprofit, but where it's really engaging other people and helping other people find their strengths. And there's just like a lot of creative energy and a lot of, it just feels good in there. It feels really good. Like people are happy and healthy.
So. And you see that. So you see that coming soon. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I do. I see like your life, your career life is totally changing very soon. So this kind of block that you've got right now, you're still being guided. You literally, like, I feel like you could even apply to 2 or 3 more jobs and you're not going to get them because you're literally being guided to a little bit different direction still. So even if you feel like, I guess the big message here, even if, say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you don't get exactly what you want, just wait, because it's coming. You're still being guided. You're right around the corner from it. And you're like so close to this wall. Like the way I see it, you're so close to this wall. But you just kind of have to go with it and know that you're almost to the area that you have lots of freedom. So you're almost there. So if you get a few, you know, negative feedback, whatever, pay attention to it, just in the sense that you can say, thank you, I needed that because I know this isn't the right fit.
Right,
because you've
right.
Got
and
the,
I'm paying attention. I am paying attention. Trust me. After that experience, I am paying attention. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually feel, okay, here's the thing. When you get interviewed by a man, for whatever reason, I'm seeing like a mustache. It's kind of funny. and I know it's funny. Okay, well, I see this man with a mustache. He could be like around 40 or whatever. Do you know who this is already?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, this is like a Caucasian guy, mustache guy. Nice. I see you guys shaking hands. So anyhow, I mean, so I feel like that's a potential. So just as you're living your life and you come across this man across the desk with a mustache,
right.
think of me.
I will, and I'll definitely call back and let you know. That's interesting.
Excellent.
Thank you so
okay.
much, Polly.
You know,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was a great story that Vicki shared with us because, you know, I always fall back on the thing how it takes courage for us to live our life, and it really does take courage. So, you know, she was in a job that wasn't the right fit for her, and then it started affecting her physically, and it takes courage to wake up and say, you know what, I can't do this. And, you know, sometimes it takes us longer than others, but however long it takes us, we are learning lessons there. And I love her positive attitude, and I swear it's just going to open up for her. She's right around the corner from things totally opening up for her. And I love that. And it reminds me when I was at the fair this weekend, I did a reading for her a year ago and then like 6 months ago. And so a year ago, and I actually can't even remember her name, but a year ago I told her whatever. So then she came back in 6 months and she's like, oh my God, you know, you were right, blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday or the day before she saw me, she's like, you told me about I was going to be traveling or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said the thing. Like, I couldn't understand it. And she said, oh, my God, now I've got 7 months in Singapore. And so it's really funny how even, like, whatever is shared with you today, like with Vicki, the man with the mustache, and it's, you know, an interview-type situation. Although I kind of feel like she's already going to be working there, and it's a promotion, or she's already working there, and she meets them. Anyhow, it's really funny because it might not make sense at today. Give it time. And it's funny how it comes into play. But anyhow, that was just a little side note. So this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. And I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 447. And then the first three digits are 799. Good morning.
Good morning, Polly. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. My name is Deep. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much for calling.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. How have you paid attention to your intuitive ability, like the messages that you receive? Or how have you not paid attention? How has that affected you?
I can use my intuitive ability at the best when I'm about to fall off to sleep or when I'm about to wake up, because that's
mm-hmm.
when I'm not using my brains. I get messages
uh-huh.
like somebody's going to call you or somebody's calling you, and then when I look at my phone in the next 2 seconds that person calls. So
wonderful.
Yeah, but I can't.
Excellent.
I usually think too much about it, and then I block it when I'm awake.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's totally true. And what's really funny is, when I'm driving and it's not like really intense traffic or whatever, I'm just driving. That's some of the times that I can get some of these, you know, really really amazing messages because my mind is focused on the driving. But it's all, you know, then it's available to receive other messages. So that's very true. When you can step back and just allow the messages to come in is key. Okay, I just want to share something with you. As soon as I started talking, as soon as you started speaking with me, I saw lots of dollars, like I saw lots of money. So that means to me, are you thinking about money, or what's the thing with money? Because I see it as American money just because that's how my God showed it to me. But what's the deal? Like, I literally see a lot of money.
That sounds positive. The thing is, I'm out of work since November.
Okay.
I was made redundant. Not I'm really good at work for some reason. I don't know why
uh-huh.
that happened. anyways, that doesn't matter anymore. But I've been looking for work actively. I've given a few interviews. I was turned down at three places. I gave one yesterday. I'm really looking forward to that working out. And love life wise as well, I've been unlucky. So I would want to know if you can see anything or get anything with regards to the company I was interviewed with yesterday. It is one letter word and it starts with A. A as in A for
apple. Okay. Does it have anything? Do you do anything with finances? Do you do anything like with finances at all? Is it anything with finances?
Yes, it involves that work. Partially involves managing P&L account, profit and loss account, but it's mostly IT work, but involves things with finance as well.
Yes, because I would say since I saw the money thing, I think working. Okay, two things that we're going to talk about here. Working around money is you have a strength for it, but also allowing more of it to come in. So just know that, you know how I really believe in law of attraction. So it's knowing, number one, that you deserve it, and knowing that, because here's the thing, that as I'm talking right now, I feel like it's almost coming into you as a funnel and then starts getting narrower and narrower. And so if you just acknowledge that you're going to be receiving money in all areas of your life, and there's also something about your family, family finances, family. There's something, I almost feel, I don't know if it's that they've given you money or something, but there's a connection to the way you were raised, there's some connection to, do you have to return, give them back money or something? There's something with that. So I feel like there's a few barriers on the way you receive money. So just let go of that and know that money is going to be coming into you in all ways. And not just money, let's open it up to abundance so that you have the abundance of love, you have the abundance of possibilities, you have so much gratitude in your life. And as you start bringing, opening up all the possibilities, you will have that partner coming into your life for sure. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, and it really, like I see that partner coming in, it kind of, as you start releasing some of your ideas about money or how it has to come to you, that's part of it, is how the money has to come to you. I think that's one way, is like you're narrowing down the way it has to come to you. As you start opening up your ideas of financial success and allow more of that flow and that energy, and know that everything, this given flow that maybe hasn't been there as easily in the past. Although I feel that as I'm talking to you, I feel that maybe when you were younger, like teenager, early 20s or something, it was easier. There was like more give and take or something, but now it's different and you have a different relationship with money. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I'm insecure about money. Yeah.
Yeah. So just change that. Just know that I'm going to pull a card for you about that job. But just know that it totally is going to come to you. I have no doubt about that. I mean, because I as soon as you start talking, I saw the money. I saw like a blanket of money on you. You're going to get the money. But lessen your... You know how at the very beginning of this conversation you talked about you don't receive the messages as much when you think about it, when you're over analytical about it. So look at the way you're receiving of money the same way. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it can come to you in a million different ways. And I see you smiling more. As you take the time to smile more, you're going to see changes in your life. Does that make sense to you? I mean, literally smiling more?
Yes, it does.
And so I just pulled, what am I using? Angel Tarot card, Storing Virtue. The card I got for you is a very happy family life, financial security, finding magic in little things in life. So I invite you to live life a little simpler. I actually feel good about the job that you interviewed for, but whether you get that job or you get actually it feels good to me, but you know, wherever you are in life, employed or otherwise, live life a little with a little bit more joy, looking at life a little bit more magically, because that is going to allow more love and more everything into your life. So a little bit simpler, and you will, that partner will come in as you start living life with less boundaries, less expectations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But I do feel good about the interview. So let me know. Just text or email me because I want to know, but it feels good to me. There's going to be change. There's more changes for you coming up, though. I actually feel moving. Are you planning on moving?
Not really. This job involves maybe traveling, so maybe that is what you're seeing.
Okay. Yeah. It feels good to me. Just, there's something a little bit, I'm trying to figure out what it is. It feels good to me. You still have, here's what it is. You definitely have more changes coming up and you definitely have more opportunities coming up. And so it might be this job leads to more opportunities, but I actually feel like you will be into a run of successes. So this one may lead, if you're very close, just like the last caller. So this job interview feels good to me, but it's almost like it's a stepping stone for the next job that you're really going to like, or like you're hired by these people, but then you go work someplace else or something. I'm not sure. So say, I want to just email me, you know, whenever you know what's going on and let me know how it worked out for you. Okay.
Yeah, sure. And in terms of relationship, do you see it being somebody new or somebody I know from the past?
I think it's okay. Here's the thing. The way I see her coming in is she's in the front of you. She's on the side and she comes in. So it's almost like she's been, I think it's probably somebody new. I see her waiting there and then coming back in. And so, and she's very, I would say a carefree spirit. So does that fit with somebody you already know? If somebody, because you're not a real carefree person. She's a carefree person, almost kind of youthful, almost kind of like, you know, she shows you a different way of life.
Yes, absolutely. Her initials are M and G. Does that resonate with you?
Could be. I mean, I don't always go by it. I mean, that I receive differently. She's just, I have to say, she's carefree. She's got this youthful energy and she's got like a bounce in her step. So she has this type of energy that's like, just set, you know, in her mind, life is going to work out. Like she doesn't worry about, you know, she might a little bit, but for the most part, as she moves through life, it's like, life is good. Which is a good fit for you.
Yeah, she just messaged me saying just that. We are good friends because she is in a relationship, so probably she will come out of the relationship.
Okay, that could make sense to me. Anyhow, she's a good fit for. She's a good balance for your energy because you are not as open to. You're not as open to assuming that life is full of, you know, this wonderful flow, which is one of the things we were talking about before. So as you start living your life that way, it'll start responding to you. She already has that kind of like, hey, life is pretty fun.
Yeah.
So that's a good fit for you.
All right. Thank you, love.
You will have a partner like that in your life. She's coming to you. Okay,
thank you.
Email me because I want to know about your job.
Sure, I will. Thank you.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was deep in the UK, and I really liked, you know, it's funny because literally as soon as he started talking, I saw him in, you know, I saw money, like, you know, he was covered with money. And it's just funny how we receive messages, and we all receive messages all the time. It's just whether or not we pay attention to them. So again, this is Polly Wyron. My business is gatewaystopeace.com. I will take the next caller, which is area code 229-516. Good morning.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. How about you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. What's it like in Georgia today?
It's kind of cloudy, real dull, real quiet.
That's funny. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Melvin from Georgia. How do you receive messages? Tell me a story about that.
How do I do what now?
How do you get messages? Like, you know, maybe you know the phone's going to ring right before it rings, or maybe you went out with a girl that you knew at the time, I shouldn't be going out with her. My mom would have told me, don't go out with her, and you went out with her anyhow. That type of stuff.
I pick up their energy. It's something I can pick up. I pick up their energy. I can see, you know, look in their eyes and feel with the body language and all that stuff. See that,
perfect.
You know, they're not real or whatever. Probably why I'm single right now.
Perfect. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to it?
Yes, I do. A lot.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, I'm kind of picky a little bit, but not too much.
Hey, it's okay to be picky.
Ma'am?
It's good to be picky.
Okay, yeah,
so I have to ask you something. Since the thing about your mom came in, and I feel like there's mother stuff around you, has your mom passed, or is she still with you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, has your mom passed, or is she still with you?
She passed.
Okay, so that's probably why this mother stuff is coming in, because I see a vision of... Vision's a funny word, but I'm just going to share with you what I see. A picture of a lady, she's wearing a dress, and she's got one or two little kids next to her, like one standing, you probably a little boy right in front of her, and I think there was another little one, maybe a little girl, on the other side of her, and there's a picture of that. And she's, you know, just very, you guys are standing very close to her. So I would say, since I'm seeing that, and the thing with the mom came in right away, your mom is around you. Your mom has messages of love. And I would pay attention to, I'm also hearing, pay attention to the sounds that you hear. So I don't know if that's like when you're in your house and you hear certain sounds. I'm thinking that has something to do with your mom. So do you ever hear stuff like that in your house?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's your mom.
Kind of moving around and stuff. Yes.
Yeah. That's your mom coming through to you and letting you know she's with you always. And that's what I'm hearing right now. Your mom is with you always. So so that's a really good thing. And there's also something about gratitude that you, did you help take care of like a grandmother or help take care of somebody? Like you stepped in and helped take care of somebody?
Probably my mother.
Okay, because there's something about where you were there for them. You helped take care of them, like if it feels like they were sick or something, but you helped take care of them, however you did that.
Yes, and then probably with my son, because my son passed away.
Okay.
Yeah, he passed away in this last October.
I'm very sorry for that. But you know what? You have tons. Okay, that makes sense to me, because now I'm seeing another... So your son and you've got these people with you all around you. So you've got a lot of love. Just cause, tell me if this makes sense to you. Do you ever feel almost kind of crowded, like you feel people like right next to you? Like you feel this like energy like right next to you. Do you ever feel that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. almost like if you had a cat and that cat is like right on your chest, like right there is how this feels to me. So these people really love you. You know, they really want to give back to you is what it feels to me. Like they really want to give back to you. They really want to help you. They really want to share love with you is really how it feels. Like they're so close, like physically close to you. Okay, but now that we've gotten that out of the way, and I know you had some questions, but I just really want you to know that they're with you because that's coming through really strong. And they are literally like, if they could, you know, move inside your body mm-hmm. and just comfort you, they would move inside your body and comfort you because they're so close to you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So was your main question about love?
Basically, yeah, about love and then about on my job.
Okay.
And finances.
Okay. And I just heard the word pastor. Does that mean anything to you? Just randomly popped into my head. Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm a pastor. They think I'm a deacon, but I pray a lot. And
okay,
and that's, yeah, I'm not a pastor, but I believe that may be my calling. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Here, because I do see that there's a, it could be your calling for sure. There's a deep connection there. And I actually see you like in the front of the church praying. And, you know, there's a pastor there, but I actually see you in the church where it's kind of empty and you're in the front of the church praying, you know, on your knees, kneeling, praying. So you definitely have a very, 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 very deep connection because that, you know, what I see isn't necessarily like I see it so I can understand the connection, but you have a very deep connection. But I, because you're asking me these, you know, you asked about your finances, you asked several things. I feel like there is, I don't know if it's like, here's the thing. I feel like the church, what church do you go to? What church do you attend?
I go to First Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay, because I feel like the church could be behind you. I don't know if they have to, like, write a letter of recommendation for you, but the church will back you on something. Like, there's something that you want, there's something that you need, and it's something that, you know, that you actually feel like you deserve, that you're deserving of. I feel like the church will back you on this. So I don't know if it's... like if you get a job through, you know, because they know of the job, there's something, does that make sense to you?
It may be, yes, ma'am. It may be because I'm looking for me an attorney because of my son's death for a malpractice attorney. Because I'm going to file a suit. And I'm looking for, do you see me? Because I got to go to work in a few minutes. And but do you see me getting a attorney to get that taken care of someone to really take this case?
I do. I want you to shop around. I want you before you sign with an attorney, I want you to go with somebody that knows somebody that's legal savvy. And that's logic talking to me just because whatever. I want you to get somebody that's legal savvy that helps you find the right attorney. But your church community is
really
good.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I was thinking about
Hello?
Morgan & Morgan. Yes, I was thinking about Morgan & Morgan.
That could be
good.
It's okay. I just want you to, here's the thing. This could be a successful thing for you. I want you to make sure you get the right one. I want you to make sure, and I'm not so sure that that's it. So make sure that you get somebody that's really respectful. I mean, I want, respectful of you and respectful of your client needs is what I'm hearing. Respectful of you and your client needs.
Okay.
Because you can,
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I just want to know. See, I work with mentally ill clients, and I'm having some difficulties with my employees, and especially my supervisor. is my supervisor, does he have a crutch on me or something? Is she, do you see us being together?
Okay, well, here's what I see there. There's lots of things that are kind of, it's not running smooth. I see lots of communication where things are not, the communication is not good. There's a bunch of, just in terms of, I would say that setting, that work environment that you're in now is pretty tangled up. And there's a lot of, it's not just you. It feels like there's frustration and game playing on many different levels. Like, I literally see things tied up in knots. And so it's not, I think for you to survive there, and I'm literally hearing the word survive there, step back from it and take a different view. So if you have to just say, okay, this is my, although, you know what, go, you can apply for other jobs. Start looking around. Take a step back. And if you took a step back, it's almost like you need to get an ally at work and help them smooth things out for you, which, and that ally would be a woman. There's a woman that could help you kind of manage this stuff that's going on in there.
Okay.
Because it is, it's not good communication, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I did apply for a coaching job here in Georgia,
awesome.
In my hometown. Yeah, do
good
you see
you.
Me getting that? Yeah.
If you want it, yep. You're pretty preoccupied. So here's the thing. You got a lot of irons in the fire here, obviously. I want you to every day think about, you know, what you're grateful for. Think about your son and your mother's love and energy that's all around you. You are going to have a partner. That's going to happen. I feel good about you finding a good attorney. That's going to happen. Just be choosy.
Okay.
So things are going to get a little bit, you know, a year from now, things are going to be, actually a year from now, I see laughter and stuff in your life. So you're going to make it through this. So hold that in your heart. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I will get a coaching job though, right?
Hold on. Let me pull a card really fast. Okay, you got to lose that sadness there. Okay,
no,
tell
okay.
me one reason. Okay, tell me one reason why you want that coaching job. Tell me the biggest reason.
I love kids.
Perfect. Okay, so that's what I want you to start doing. I want you to start focusing on your love for kids and how you can inspire them, and you like to watch them grow, and you like the challenges. I want you to start focusing on that. And bringing that into what you're thinking about. And the praise for your guidance, you're going to get lots of praise for your guidance. So when you start thinking of it that way, it feels better to me.
Okay. Is there a way I can reach you for a private reading?
Absolutely. Go to my website, write this down. It's Gateways. And then two, peace.com.
Uh-huh.
So gateway2peace.com. And I would love to help you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because you've got a lot going on. Okay. Many blessings to you. Okay. Have a good day. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Okay. So that was Melvin from Georgia. And I'm just sending him... lots of love and guidance, because definitely he's got a lot going on, but it's really reassuring to me that he's got the presence of loved ones that have passed around him. So sometimes that helps us get through some of the challenges. But I actually feel like I don't know if he's still hearing this, but I do feel like he's going to be signing a document that will be with the legal case involving his son. And that will be very beneficial, will be helpful. So if he holds on and finds the right attorney, I do see him signing a legal document and regarding his son, and that feels good to me. So Melvin, if you're still listening, that was something that came after after you hung up. So my name is Polly Wyrum. My website is gateways2peace.com. I do private readings and private coaching. Love what I do. And I just want to quickly say one of my favorite things or favorite charities is Farm Sanctuary. And I think they have there's a lot of sanctuaries in our country where they take animals that have been abused, mistreated, you know, horrific things. They bring them into a sanctuary, they raise them, or if they're already adults, they just start treating them with love and kindness and care and respect. And these animals start trusting people. And then after they get to a point where they are trusting people, then the public, especially kids that are challenged, kids that have come from really tough places, they come in and they get to spend time with these animals and they get to heal with the animals because the animals have already healed and now they help the kids heal or they help people heal. And animals are amazingly healing. So I just wanted to say Farm Sanctuary, I love it. If you make a donation, first person to contact Farm Sanctuary, make a donation and let me know it's in proof of payment or whatever, I'll give you a reading. I don't care what the donation is. Make a donation to Farm Sanctuary and show me that it's the first person to do it this week. I will give you a reading. So if you want to donate $20 to Farm Sanctuary, I'll give you a reading. Whatever you pay, whatever you donate, I don't care. Another one that I love is check out My Face for Peace and I Declare World Peace. Both of those fabulous things. You see people all over the world that are coming together and promoting peace in their life. And I love it. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, area code 312-772.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name's Karen.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I was wondering if you see a job coming up for me. I just finished some projects, but they were short-term projects, and now I'm looking again for full-time work or projects coming up.
Okay, yes, I do. But first, Karen, where are you calling from?
Oh, sure, calling from Chicago.
Chicago, how is it in Chicago?
Oh, it's raining. We have a nice storm right now, so I'm stuck in the house.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's nice, though. You get things done.
Yes,
Okay. Karen, do you pay attention to your intuitive guidance, like the guidance that you receive?
Yes, yes. I have dreams, and yes.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So is your biggest method getting it through dreams? Okay, so here's the thing, and you're going to have to help me make sense of this. When you were asking about the job, I see like a line, and here's something that I saw with somebody else, and I have not quite made sense of this yet. But it's like a line, and there's two dots. There's like a straight line, and you've got like a dot, and then another shorter line. Okay, so here's the thing. I just figured it out. You're going to have a short amount of time without work. But then you'll have work again. So that's what it is. Sometimes I have to start talking about it before I can figure out what it is that they're showing me. But yes, you will. It was basically like if you look at the timeline of you working and then here you are there now and then a short timeline of not working and then you're working. So yes, you will get you will get work. So what else is going on in your life?
I do have another question. I received a call last night, and I think it was my ex-boyfriend that was trying to contact me, but he hung up. But the only reason why I knew it possibly could be him was because it was from the Michigan area code. And the area that the person was calling from was 2 hours away from where he lives, or like in a suburb or something. And I don't know anyone else that's in Michigan. But it was like they were going to talk, and then they hung up. And I'm kind of, his initials are JM, but I'm kind of wondering if it was him or.
Okay, here's what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting. You're dragging your feet towards a new relationship. So do you want a new relationship?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do like somebody. I do like somebody.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so that makes sense to me. So here's the thing. I feel like you are, just let the guy in Michigan, or, you know, let that person go because you're still kind of dragging your feet or, you know what it is? It's more like you're questioning this new guy. Like you're kind of questioning the motives or something. Does that make sense?
Yes, we used to work together, but I know he does like me. He likes my family and my family likes him too. So we just kind of,
okay.
He's been working a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like just kind of go, for some reason, it just feels like, to me like you're going slow on this because, I mean, I literally see you kind of dragging your feet a little bit and not like you're still kind of wondering what's up with this situation. So possibly after you get your, it's not even, if I don't know, things will make more, what the questions that you have about him will be answered and things will make more sense. So I don't know if you consciously, subconsciously have questions about this guy that you're kind of seeing, but whatever they are, those are going to be answered and things will make more sense. And you're going to move into, you know, where you're in the flow of things. Whereas right now it's kind of this, does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, because he does have a girlfriend, but he's at the end of the road. Yeah, he's at the end of the road with her, and he wants to end it. And they live together, so he's just trying to figure out how to take care of things.
That makes sense. Why I see you like literally dragging your feet and not going there makes absolute sense. So things will be answered, but I would just say pay attention to your gut instinct, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I mean, everything feels, you know, there's nothing like crazy around you. So everything feels good. I mean, everything just feels like, and you know, and it's just coming into place for you, right?
Okay. And then will I find something permanent or will it be another project or assignment from an agency or something?
You know, you might have, it might be where you have like a short, like something, the first one, since the way I thought, it might be kind of a short-term thing, but then you get something that's long-term. So the initial job might be kind of a short-term is what it looks like, and then you get a long-term. You have a long stretch of, it's good. But it is interesting because the way I see your job, so when I see people, I see like your path in front of you or how people are in relation to you, blah, blah, blah. And what's really funny is I see you and I see this, your work life cutting across your path. And so it's interesting to me that it almost makes it look like to me, do you want to work?
Yes.
Okay, because it'll be interesting to me, you know, say 5 years from now, as time goes on, you're doing for work. Because the way I see this, it's cutting across. It's not like going along your path. It's cutting across. And so it makes me wonder if, you know, maybe 10 years from now, you don't work or there's something there. I don't know. Or you completely change your idea of what work is.
Oh, yeah, I changed
my
field. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is not immediate. This is like, you know, in time, it'll just be an interesting thing to see just because it's presented to me a little bit differently. But it's not like an immediate thing.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's down the road for you when there's this, where what I'm seeing will take place. It's definitely not in the near future at all. So. Okay, well, I hope that helped, and many blessings to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I have time. I'm going to take one more caller, and we've got like 7 minutes left, and then the radio, it won't be live anymore. So I just want to thank everybody that's been listening, but the people that are they listen to the archive, they listen to it live. So just one more time, my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2, so gatewaystopeace.com, and I really appreciate you calling in and listening so much. So my next caller is area code 818, and the first 3 digits are 826.
Hello.
Hello, how are
you? Hi, I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This is Brittany. I'm calling from Southern California.
Oh, lovely. Lucky you.
Yay.
Do you ever go to Venice?
Yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know the, what's that bookstore? Mystical Journey Bookstore? Mystical Journey.
Yeah, my friend used to work there.
Okay, I love it. But when I go to California, so I was just there a few weeks ago, that's where I do my live intuitive stuff.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to hear that. I can definitely come in. It's on, in Abbot Kinney.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to check it out because I do, I work with somebody who lives in L.A., between L.A. and New York, and so I fly down there, and he's actually here in Anchorage right now, and we do stuff together. And so,
cool.
Oh, my God, I love it there. So
I
check
know.
Out. Just follow my website because I'm not, he's coming back in April, and I know I'm going to be there in May, but I'll probably go down one other time but before then. So follow my website because I would love to have you there. It's like, it's really, those events are really fun.
Totally will. I'm excited for that. That's awesome. Yay. I wanted to ask you, I'm going back and forth with my career, and I'm trying to,
yeah.
I know I'm on the right path, and I know that things are unfolding behind the scenes spiritually. I'm just, I don't know if I'm being impatient or I just want this to happen because I know it's happening. And the way spirit communicates with me, my father, he passed away and transitioned last year, and he came,
okay.
I believe he came to me the other night in my third mm-hmm. eye. And it was such an amazing experience. I felt so connected to him, but he came to me how I would relate, which was like My Little Pony, like all the little cartoons that I used to watch when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And it just resonated with me. And I wanted to know if you can just give me some insight on maybe if he wanted to give a message about my career or how to move forward.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you a new source of income is coming. And the other thing, because you definitely have the ability to connect with, you know, if you want to say spirit world, whatever, you definitely have that ability to be helping others with this area. So I don't know if you're already, and also you have the ability to teach. Do you do something with teaching right now, teaching others?
Well, the thing is, I work different jobs to kind of support my creative endeavors. And every time I work these different jobs, I always work with different people. So I'm always, like, teaching how to meditate or maybe you should try, like, quiet
perfect.
Mind
excellent.
And stuff like that.
Excellent. Perfect, 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 because that's exactly the right fit for you. Is you're very much a teacher, and I hear it's like a teacher in this new space. And so, you know, that could literally be like a, you know, a physical new space. But to me, it's almost like you're creating – here's the thing. You have the ability very much to be entrepreneur and to create this teaching to companies, to like starter up companies or to go to different places. And you have the ability to kind of travel and, you know, take your little yoga mat or whatever you do and go to these different places and teach what you teach. Does that make sense to you?
That's totally out of like what I'm doing now.
You can do that though. And I actually see it. I don't know how old you are, and so it might be in the future, but you totally, I see you. Here's the thing. You will move into this place where you're more, sorry about that. You're going to move into this place where you're more sure of it. Okay. Here's the other thing right now is you're in this big transition. And so you're still in this big transition and kind of figuring out you are really going through like a, if you want to call it a spiritual awakening or whatever you want to call it, where you start becoming more aware of your abilities and your abilities to connect. That's where you are right now.
Okay.
And you will use that stuff more. You're actually the next step for you, and you might be there right now, but you're going to become – almost where you spend a fair amount of time by yourself and you're reading, it's like you're going to all of a sudden be like, oh my God, this happens to me. And you want to find out more about it. And you want to find out more about how to receive messages. You want to find out more about how to share these messages. So has any of that happened to you yet?
Yes, all of that happened in 2009. And from that point on, I've been so introspective and learning and shifting, and more and more things are happening.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you will be doing, you have, well, I mean, it's up to you, but you totally have the ability to be doing, okay, don't go away, I'm so talking to you, but I just have to tell the radio people, thank you so much for joining me. This is Polly Wyron from GatewaysToPeace.com, and everybody have a beautiful day. Okay, back to you. You totally have the ability to do that, you know, coaching, that type of stuff where you really, you help other people. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
I thought,
what's your job?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right now I'm an actress and a writer.
Okay.
And I
really
love
the writing. The writing is key for you. Okay. So here's, just tell me if this rings a bell to you. Are you writing something on the side that you're not necessarily with sharing with other people, but it's a little bit more than a journal. It's like you're writing something and you're kind of excited about it, but people don't really know about it. So it's not like the writing you're getting paid for. It's like this little future book that you're doing on the side, and you're really inspired by what you're doing, by this creative side of you. Are you doing that yet?
Well, I have a gratitude journal, and I have, like, I write down my dreams that I get.
Perfect.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Tie those together, because I really feel like you're gonna start. It's all, here's the thing. It's almost like a story. It's almost like a story of like a little girl's life, or a story of like a little, that, you know, that pony thing that you talked about, that My Little Pony thing from when you were a kid. It's almost like bringing all of that together, and you write this book. So you tie in, like, your childhood stuff, you tie in all of this, and it's this really, this book that really inspires you, and it's how you're getting your messages.
Oh, wow.
So start writing down how you get your messages, because that's like a little story or a little movie.
That's awesome. Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, because it was so vivid and the colors were so beautiful. It was amazing.
Yeah, start writing that stuff down, because seriously, I feel like you're going to be getting more of that, but you're going to get it and you're so excited, and it can become like, and I actually feel it in my body right now, it can become like this work of art that you share with others. But it's really, you're being inspired by your dad. You know, your dad is kind of working through you.
Wow. So should I stop focusing on acting altogether?
No.
I mean, I love it.
Just do what you're doing. Do what you're doing, because you feel really good. Just be open to what comes into you, because you feel really good. And here's the other interesting thing with you is, I feel like it wasn't that long ago that you actually felt like, yeah, I think it's already happened, where you actually felt like you were kind of fenced in, but all of a sudden you see tons of possibilities. So if that hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen right away, because I literally see you on your path, and I see like this, it's not even a big fence, but this little, you know, area that's fenced in. You totally bust through that. You have lots of color around you. You have lots of really good feeling. It's really good. So I would just keep carrying on with what you're doing. Be open to all suggestions. That's a key thing.
Okay.
Be open to all suggestions. I'm hearing, this is funny, I'm hearing merriment is on your way. So, again, that's like just really.
Oh, wait, you're going in and out a little bit. You just went in and out.
Okay, am I back?
Yes, you're back.
Okay, so anyhow, you're in a really good situation. It's a stool like you would have in front of a drafting table. It's got the black round seat that you sit on, and you're like writing and you're drawing and you're just really happy. You've got a window in front of you. You've got plants. You're doing really well.
That's awesome. Wow. I wanted to donate to your charity of choice. What is the name of it again?
Oh, it's wonderful. Look up. It's Farm Sanctuary, and they actually have one near where you live. They have one in Northern California, one in Southern California, and then one in New York.
Okay, cool.
So listen, if you donate, then we can set up if you want to do like an hour-long reading or whatever, just contact me through my website so I know, okay? Or if you want to do a reading slash coaching, we could
do reading slash coaching.
My website is Gateways to Peace. And you're Brittany, right?
Yes, I am. Excellent. I'm going to do that right now. So thank you so
much. Thank you.
You're
have a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you.
You
too. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I want to thank everybody who called in today. And I'm, you know, I wish I had time to take every caller because I really love you guys, appreciate you guys so much. But I will, you're in my prayers, and so much gratitude for you for joining me and listening, and I will be back next week. So many blessings to you. You can contact me through my website, gatewaystopeace.com. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.